Father God, I just ask you today, Lord, that you just help us to see this truth. God, there is so much in this one verse that we need to get a hold of, Lord. Let it be this day that each of us just grab a hold of it with our everything and become who we're supposed to be. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
amen.
You know, in my life, I do not want to be called the smartest man. Although that would be nice. It's just not true. Amen? I don't want to be called the best man people know. The most able to build man they ever knew. I want to be called a good man in God. That is what I want. I want people to know that my life is absolutely centered on the Lord, that everything that I am about in my life is about God. I want people, when they hear my name someday, after spending many, many years doing wrong things, that in fact, by the time I die, that all the good things that I have done for the Lord far overwhelm any bad things I may have done for the devil. Amen? I want to be that person that when people think about, when they think about me, the next thing they think about is he served the Lord. I don't want them to think that I'm about myself or my own agenda or that I have my own things I want to be about. I want them to know that in my life, I have chosen the good things of life, which is to serve the Lord. Amen? 22:1 is one of my favorite verses. When I first read this, I clicked right away. Now, there are great businessmen that run great businesses. I'm going to tell you today that I was watching television last night. You were watching? Yeah, I was. I was watching the news. And Donald Trump said that he has been inclined towards running for president. He said there's a 50-50 chance that he's going to run for president. And I thought, my God, we thought we had problems with the last guy. Can you imagine the ungodliness that guy would bring into that office? I mean, he trades wives like people play poker. He's got one right now that, of course, is half his age. And, you know, I know that's just worldliness, but we need a godly president. Amen? We need somebody that's going to stand up for the truth of the Lord. We need somebody that will lead us into this new millennium that has God as Lord in his life. Now, does he have a good name in business? Yes. But does he have a good name in the Lord?
No.
You see, that's why you got to be careful, you see, that you don't judge other people by stuff and things. Is he a billionaire? And has he earned that money? Well, I guess so, because he has it. But how did he get it? Did he practice principles of God or principles of men? Now, he did say that he believed in God, and he did say that he believed in organized religion, but he didn't say he believed in Jesus, and he didn't say he was a born-again believer. Amen? And I listened carefully, and trust me, when a politician speaks, he speaks out both sides of his neck at the same time. What does that mean? You can't trust a damn thing they say. Amen? Because they're full of lies. And they truly are. And I do not trust them, nor do I count them to have a good name. Right? A good name means when you say something, you do it. A good name means that you are dependable and you are for the things of God, not for the things of men. A good name means that you are God's child and his standards are yours. You no longer have your own. It means you no longer have an agenda. Your agenda is whatever God gives you for an agenda. Are you starting to get this? Father, help me. It says a good name is to be chosen, which means you must make a choice rather than great riches. And loving favor rather than silver and gold. What is it saying? That you must choose a good name. If you're going to be somebody that serves God, you must make a choice that your name not be tainted by the things of the world. I am not telling you there are not godly men that possess riches. I'm not telling you that. But I'm telling you, most people that possess riches are not godly. I'm telling you that you must pull your standard where God must be first and everything else must be second. If you think for a minute I would vote for Donald Trump just because of the deficit that is in this nation and it is there and it is bad, you're wrong. I do believe that he has a sense of business, but I do not believe he has a sense of God. Are you following me? If we had a godly leader as a president, although he was dumber than a box of rocks, but he was a vessel holy unto God, God could use that man to do anything with his country. But if you have a man that is good in business but does not have God, he will just take us deeper into the pit because he does not know the truth. You see, it all starts with people like you and me today. What standard are you going to hold up in your life? Are you going to be more concerned with the things of the world? Or are you going to be more concerned with the things of God? Are you going to put God first? Or are you going to put God second or third? Are you going to live your life to please men or to make money in this world? Or are you going to live your life to please God and do great things for God in this world? And these are choices that you alone can make. You are the one that's going to make a decision whether you follow the Lord or you follow yourself. You are the one that by your decisions is going to be made known as a man or a woman of God or a man or a woman that follows men. And you see, there is no in between. There are not many people that truly follow God. It's usually, and I said before, a 50-50 thing. But that is not how you get a good name. That is an average name. Did you understand what I just said? There are a lot of average people in the Lord that could be good if they chose the path of pure goodness. But most people in the Lord choose the path of 50-50. I'll serve God half the time, and I'll choose to do what I want the other half of the time. Making money was never a problem for me. I could always make money, but I could not serve God and make money. Now for somebody else, maybe that is what they've been called to do, is make money to supply the kingdom of God. But in my life, I've had to make a decision that I will do what God has called me to do in my life, and those other things will come into order as I get there. You see, each of you must make a decision first that you must learn about God. You must learn. Before you can do anything, you must learn of God. You don't even, some of you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a good name in God. Now, when I talk about a good name in God, what I am talking about is a servant of the Most High God. I'm not talking about a person that goes to church. I'm talking about a person that serves God. Amen? And my question has always got to be, do you put something above what God would have you to do? And I can't tell you if you do or if you don't, but you know. And you got to address those issues in your life. Now remember, I said that when I die, I want the good things I have done for God. I didn't say my name, really. I said the good things that I have done for God to be above all the bad things that I have done in my life. That from the time I got saved, I have chosen that although people might say, he really blew it here or there, the one thing that they always say is that he serves the Lord. That his heart is right before God. that he makes hard choices because he serves God, and I may not respect his choices, but I know he does it because he serves God. I'm here to tell you that many decisions that a godly man or woman are going to make are never going to be understood by people that are 50-50. They're not going to understand because they have already chosen to not understand by serving God only half the way. You see, my question to you in this room is, how much do you love God? Because in accordance with how much you really love God is the way you will really serve God. I tell you before, I'll tell you again, I'll tell everybody I meet forever, I am not a legalist. But I can see how much you love God by how much you serve God. By how much you live a sacrificial life. By how much you dedicate your life to God. Amen? You see, in the end, it is not the words that come out of your life. It is the actions you walk in your life that speak how loudly you love God. Paul said, "You show me your love, I'll show you my works." Now, a lot of people are good at praising Him. Hallelujah. In church, you watch them, they're there. A lot of people are good at talking about it. A lot of people are good at saying they want to serve God. But where is their ministry? But where is the work they've done for God? Where is that submission so that they might learn about God? Where is it? You see, anybody can praise God. But I believe Paul is right. You know, a lot of people think that I'm barely saved. I act carnal. Sometimes I say things that might not be quite right in that I address people on the level where they're at. Right? I believe I need to communicate above all things with everybody. Not in some sissy foo-foo kind of way, but in a way that it's in your face and you understand. Right? I didn't get saved in order to become a sissy. I got saved so that I might be a warrior for Christ. I am not somebody that's going to sit back and watch some fool roll over me. But at the other side of the coin is, I am not going to approach people in my flesh, but I'm going to bring direction into their life in a way that they understand. And it is a hard road to pull. So, in my life, I just want to communicate the truth to all people wherever they're at. And so if they want to tell me I'm carnal or whatever, I will tell you what Paul said. You got your lips talking about how much you love God. But you come follow me and see the works that I do for God. You watch my life in submission to God. You watch how I live my life for God. Now, I tell you all the time, I love God, but if I never told you that at all, if you watched how I live my life, you would see my love for God. Amen? I got people walking in here all the time from everywhere. They come from everywhere to learn about God, and they want to tell me how I'm supposed to teach people. Where is your ministry, sir, madam? Where did you come from? When did you really start serving the Lord? And I'm talking about living that sacrificial life. Where are your works? Yes, I see your heart is to serve God, but let me show you how to minister in God. Do you understand? There is a difference between what people say is love and what people know is love. Now, I admit that I do not always do things perfectly, but you know what? If you look at me, you see my love of God by what I do. Are you following me? And when I die, from the day I live and stand right here before you until the day the Lord takes me home, I will be in the street with people that are unlovable, that nobody else wants to deal with, that nobody else chooses to deal with. Why? Because each and every person on this earth is God's children. Now, most people, won't get their hand dirty. Amen? They don't want to deal with those issues. They want the luxuries of life, but I want the glory of heaven. Now, I'm not sitting there telling you right and wrong, and I'm not telling you who's called to do what, but I didn't make my choice in how I serve God. God spoke, I listened. I did not put conditions on when I would listen. I did not put conditions on what I would do for God. I have just done what God has told me to do. And did I do it perfectly? No! What you are going through today is an end result of mistakes that I have made before you got here so that I might have order in what you see today. God gave me the vision, but day by day, He has worked out what was right and wrong for the vision that He gave me. You see, people, what do you want out of life? And the thing that I want out of life is in the end, when I go up to the pearly gates, that I don't have to knock or beat it to try to get in, that the gates are open. And Jesus comes and lets me in. And He says, enter into your rest, thou good and faithful servant. Dominic, you've been faithful in the little things, and you will enter into your rest and see the great thing. I am not concerned about this world and the things that are in it. I am concerned about the people, the fact that they are God's children, and there are so many that are not ministered to as of yet. Every day, I believe I should be in some way working towards that goal where I can reach all people. I believe I should stay relatable. I believe I should be learning more about how to relate with others. Why? Because I want to be one of those that has a good name. I want to be one of those that's been proven faithful. I want to be one of those that is not a fly by night. He comes and He goes. But I want to be one of those that stands for God and is found faithful in that day when He comes. Amen. What does it mean? Many trials and many tribulations. Many absolutely tough choices. Much dying to what I want to do. Much making sure that I do what God has told me to do. There have been many instances in my life, and there will be many instances in those lives when they choose to follow God that are going to be tough decision-making times. Amen? Because if you can't do the tough things for God, you're also not going to do the great things for God. You understand? If you can't make those tough decisions, then in fact, you are never going to end up doing the great works that God has planned for you. You know, sometimes you will be controversial. I doubt if you'll be as controversial as me, but maybe. But I'm in good study there. I look at Elijah. I look at Elijah. Well, let me just jump right around. I look at Jesus. Very controversial in His day. Amen? I always was a rebel. Were you? And as a rebel, I have always chosen the path that was not necessarily the easiest, but it was always the path that God, I believe, had chosen for me. How did I know? He told me what He wanted. I did it. I have stood my ground. I have gone through many things. Are you ready to make those same kind of choices? Because you don't get a good name just because you decide you want a good name. You don't get a good name just going to church. You don't get a good name just doing the right thing according to everybody else. You get a good name by doing the will of the Father. Amen? Amen? And you've got to just make a choice. What do you want to be called? Do I care if everybody in this world that lives in church talks bad about me at times or doesn't understand me? Or do I care that my Father has spoken and I have listened? No matter what anybody thought. Am I going to hold up the standards of this world and what people in church that are in the world think? Or am I going to hold up the standard that God has put before me to walk? You see, people, in the end, what I'm telling you is, I will be absolutely honest with you in some ways that may seem cruel, but I want you to hear it. I tell my people that are in leadership, do not make friends with the people that are around you. Did you hear that? Do you know why? Because those people are probably not your friends. They probably just want something from you. And you have to treat everybody the same. And if you make somebody your friend, you're going to want to treat them special. How many people have seen favoritism before? But that is not right for a leader to show favoritism. Amen? A leader must be known for being the same to everybody so that people will trust their judgment. Are you following me? Do you see that? The other thing I tell them is that they must listen and obey, period. That is what the biggest training in this place is we don't choose what we want to do. We do what we're supposed to do. Amen? Why? Because when God finally gets you to that place where you're equipped, you think you've done hard things till then, in that time, He is going to ask you to go out on an absolute faith walk by yourself. Because He's equipped you for that moment and that time. And there will be a time of trying that will go on in your life. And it will be trying. And if you have not gone through these other things, then you won't make it. People, you must have one standard. It is God's. And that one standard must be very simply, whatever you want, I want to give. Amen? And through much tears, through much travail, through much trial, through much tribulation, these things will come to pass in your life. But it will not be easy. The question is that you must ask yourself in your life is, do you want to just be okay, or do you want to be good? Amen? Is mediocre enough for you, or do you want great? See, to me, a good name is one that for generations to come, they will talk about what you did for God. How many people have read books about some of the great men of God that have been in this world? C.S. Lewis. Amen? I mean, there's many. Moody. Amen? Why are they still talking about them men? Not because of the men, but because of the work they did for the Lord. You see, you got to get a hold of this. And you know what? I don't care if they ever write a book about me. I just care that when I get to the pearly gates, that Jesus opens it and says, enter into your rest, thou good and faithful servant. Amen? I have already made a lot of hard choices. I have had to stand alone many days. And there will be many more days that I will have to make hard choices and stand alone again. Because God gives revelation to His true leaders. Amen. And He doesn't give it to everybody else around them all the time. Amen? But are you going to stand for God? Or are you going to listen to others that have no revelation? Are you going to walk out your life to make sure that you have a good name in God? Or are you going to have a mediocre life? It's not a salvation issue. See, it says a good name is to be chosen rather than silver and gold. What is it saying? It's not that you won't have silver and gold. But of all you're getting, make sure that you do the good things in life, even though they may be hard. Let me tell you something. It's not easy. I'm not the one that's ever going to teach you that serving God is easy. But I'm always going to be the one that teaches you that if you serve God, it will be good. Did you hear the difference? I'm not going to be the one that tells you it's easy, because it's not. Nobody's going to understand a person that really chooses to serve God. They're not going to understand. Your family's not going to understand. Your loved ones are not going to understand. Nobody's really going to understand. Why? Because God did not call them that are mediocre God called you. People, everything in this life and everything we accomplish is the end result of choices. What you've been through and what you're going to go through is going to be the end result of your choices. But I am telling you here today that it's a great life. But I'm not going to tell you it's an easy life. And in the end, if you want a great life versus a mediocre life, then you will make hard choices. In the end, there's always going to seem to be an easier road. And if you're used to taking the easier road, the chances of you finding the path that God has chosen for you are nil. Because God is not choosing you an easy road. God is choosing you a road to equip you. Now, there's nothing wrong with being saved and going to heaven and loving God. And that is good. But serving God with your everything and doing a work for the Lord, a work for the Lord, a work for the Lord is great.
Amen.
What do you choose to do? And I'm going to close with this. Each of you has a name. If it was like mine, it's tainted. It's written in books across the country in places I'd rather never see it. Amen? But I was ignorant. You understand? I was ignorant. What does it mean? I just did not know God. But from the time I met God, I made a decision that I will have a good name. And it is a struggle for me. I have a lot of history that I go through. I have a lot of things thrown in my face. My own pastor on stage jokes with me and does not know how badly it hurts me when he says, "Here's Dominic in charge of the prison ministry." How would you like a label like that? But I assure you that I am determined and purposed in my life that by the time I die, nobody will remember that about me. Amen. That I will be that new creation that God ordained to be in this world, and I will have such great works for God because I am going to serve Him with my everything that by the time I go to heaven, nobody will remember that part of my past. Don't get me wrong, he's not trying to hurt my feelings. I have feelings. I'm just not allowed to show them. Because you guys would work me over. And I'm not going to let you.
Well.
Do you understand? Because the only way you get a heart for God is to allow God to break your heart. It says that He'll take that heart of stone out and give you a brand new heart of flesh. You see, people, having a good name is much harder when you've already had a bad one. But that doesn't mean you got to hang on to the old one. You can have a brand new one. And maybe I'm lucky. Maybe because some have already had a good name, it's harder for them to do the hard things. I don't know. I just know this, that a good name is to be chosen rather than silver and gold. And by the time I go home, I don't want anybody to even think, maybe it'll be a paragraph in my bio somewhere, but I don't want anybody to ever think about those things in my life and the ungodliness I went through anymore. I want to be one known for serving the Lord with my everything. You say you love God? Okay. I love God. You say you love Him, I'll just show you my works. Do you get what I'm saying? If you love God, when are the works going to begin? Because the works are how people know for sure that you love God. How many people have been in church and watched people come and go out of church? They're church hoppers. They're here for a while. They're there for a while. They're there for a while. Do they have a good name? But do they say they love God? My point is, love God and have a good name. How do you do that? Show me your works. Amen? Because your works will establish the fact that you really love God. Oh, yeah, and don't backslide no more. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Why? Because that shows who you really love. You. Father, I love you, God, and let it be today that each person in this room gets a hold of this truth. May God, we just love you, Lord, and we want to serve you. And let it be that each of us takes this word home with us this day, that we accept it, that we thrive in it, and above all, God, that we become who you want us to be, not what we choose, but what you've chosen for us. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.